Maxime Boulares, Vincent Segal, Nasheed Waits, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You've just released an album. It's called Abu Sadiya. If I look at the cover, first of all, we have this guy. He's dressed in black. He's wearing a pointy hat. He's carrying some kind of castanets from North Africa. He has a drum on his back, and he looks a little bit like a Dogon from the Bandiagara in Mali, performing some kind of old ritual. Am I right that it's something to do with that part of the world?
No. Maybe not Dogon, but from the ancient empire of Mali. So he would have been a hunter taken to slavery by the Arabs back in the 10th or 11th century and landed in Tunisia and was the spiritual guide of slaves in Tunisia and the first musician of Stembeli.
What is this music, Yassine?
So it was the cousin of Gnawa music, the cousin of Diwan, that's the variation, Algerian variation. And it's the Tunisian version of what the slaves brought as healing rituals, music rituals, that ceremonies. So that's the music in Tunisia.
Is it still played?
It is. So it was forbidden by the Beys back in the 19th century, paradoxically, until Ben Ali took power.
Why?
Because it was seen as a heresy, because it mixes Islam with spirits. Okay. And so you have the water spirits, the fire spirits, all kinds of spirits mixed with Allah, and they didn't care much for that.
Ben Ali kind of let it come back in.
Yes, because he was very much anti-religious. That was one of his big things.
Album, in a way, it's a kind of suite which tells the story, the legend of this old hunter. One piece is called Dar Shems. It's a sunny piece of music, as we're hearing now.
Dar Shems would be the house of the sun, and that would be the lost paradise before he's taken into slavery and before he has to endure this travel through the desert.
Through the desert, during which he tries to find his daughter, who has herself been kidnapped, taken as a slave?
Absolutely. That's the poetic variation of the legend that the poet Nadir Aziza wrote, where Sadiya would have been taken into slavery, but Abu Sadiya becomes crazy and thinks the moon took her, and so he starts dancing for her. And so there's all sorts of legends and variations of the story, as, you know, for every folk story, I guess.
Listening to another piece, it's called Tahmiha, and I think we can feel the influence of Vincent Segal in the beginning of that piece. The space that you give to your instrument, you're a cellist, you've worked a lot also with Balaké Sissoko, the great kora player. You know a lot, Vincent, about music from West Africa. Did you help to bring in the silence to this repertoire?
I still don't know a lot what is so strange with music after 45 years. And that's why I need new blood, like new Yacine, because it's the young generation. But what I feel, of course, I feel about healing for myself. And I think it was a cure for Yacine too, because Abu Sadia took Yacine as he was a student in philosophy before he played saxophone. So I think something happened, you know, from far away, and say he's like, I have to play saxophone. And why? Because it's a cure. When I play cello, it goes into my mind. Every time it gets you.
Nashit, you're a drummer, you're from New York. This album has a lot of both West Africa and North Africa in it. How do you fit in, apart from being a very good drummer?
I fit in because I was chosen to fit in. I mean, I feel like, and Vincent alluded to this previously, that there's a collective consciousness that we're all kind of drawing from. So culturally speaking, but then also stuff that we like, you know, certain attractions that we have. He was talking about Crescent, a John Coltrane composition being very influential to him at a turning point in his life. And I remember it being very influential for me too. That specific recording, the Crescent, I remember my first tour of Europe. I'm showing my age now. I had a cassette Walkman, and I had a cassette. One side was Crescent and the other side was Miles Davis, Round Midnight. And that was the first time I visited Paris as a musician. So when he said that, I was like, that's interesting. Because we didn't know each other before he approached me to be a part of the project. But, you know, there's a certain type of source that we're all drawing from. And that's like the primordial source, you know, of the universe, possibly, you know, so not only of the earth or from Africa, but also, you know, just universally speaking.
Yacine, tell me why, as a musician, Franco-Tunisian, why you were drawn to the whole Abou legend, and in terms of, you know, contemporary Tunisia and your own roots, your own identity.
Vincent was saying that music is a way to heal. I think for me, writing music is a way to rebuild my identity. And when I moved to New York, I met a lot of Francophone African musicians who taught me some music from Cameroon mostly. And then I did the travel back to the desert and went to my own origins. And writing Abou Sadia for me is a way to rebuild my identity that's fragmented as a French Tunisian.
Is it also a way of giving value to music that came out of sub-Saharan Africa and enriched also the culture of North Africa?
I hope so. I don't think they need me to to be valued. And I hope Stambeli, that is not very well known, will, you know, the name will go around maybe a little more. I hope it will. They have their own value for sure.
Let's play out with an extract from the piece called Resilience, which is kind of the culmination of this story, to end to a certain extent on a high note, Yacine?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the, I guess, the end of the trip, which is this record. You know, Abou Sadia went to Tunisia, and then I took him to New York and back to France. And I guess Resilience is the culmination of the story, yeah.
Nassim Boulares, Vincent Segal, Nashit Waits, a reminder to our listeners that you'll be in concert.
Well, the only date we have so far is in Germany, Bremen, and that's April 29th.
Okay, well, people will just have to go to Germany then. I do hope at some point we'll be able to see you performing again.
Hopefully.
In Paris. Many thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.